And I remember when I was going to Sullivan's Key School, looking on some Bob's asked, Muffy, where's your book, you know? So we'll all go to England in a couple of weeks' time, so Mum and Dad said, no point getting books, because we won't be here. And like, the whole family, mother and parents and all the children, just everybody out. And, you know, I could see no end to it. This is going to go on forever. People are going to be emigrating forever. Things would never get better, you know, and... Everybody was coming back from England and during the summer holidays, who'd gone over there to work, and they all had nice suits on, and they all were able to buy the Examiner every day, and God, there's really money. And, you know, and that sense of what you did not have was almost as important as what you did have going for you, you know.
Yeah, you became acutely aware of it, basically.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I remember being down into, down in Isfalan, like, and Isfalan used to go out 3 times a week, and Monday, Wednesday, and, Friday, and people throwing pennies onto the, and of course those kids would be rushing to pick them up, you know. But there's something very sad about us, like, you know, the young people all going away. And I remember being walking, I think it was on the Anglesey Street with my father one day, I was maybe 6 or 7 or 8, and I said, Dad, why doesn't the government do something about this? And he says, there's nothing they can do. There was no hope. Things were never going to get better. There was a sort of, I think T.K. Whittaker, who was the man who got the Whittaker plan going in the late 58, 59 something, actually said on television that there were soul-numbing days. And yeah, that's exactly the way it was, soul-numbing. There was just no way out. Things were never going to get better. There was no point in even trying because nothing was ever going to work. Thanks be to God, I was wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, you know, that's the way it was.
Yeah, yeah.